Good evening and welcome to the Moment of Empowerment. This is your conference facilitator, Apostle Myrtle Johnson. On tonight, I welcome you. Father God, it is in the name of Jesus that we come on tonight to glorify you, to magnify you, and to praise your name. God, we thank you for this is the day that you have made, and we choose to rejoice and to be glad in it. Now, God, we ask you to open our hearts, our minds, our soul, and our spirit, Lord God, that we will be receptive to receive from you on this evening. Empower us, Father God, to walk in a place of victory like never before. And we thank you in advance for doing it, Lord God. In Jesus' name, we do pray. Amen. On this evening, I am going to be talking to you about the topic, You Are Important to God, and He Knows About Your Situation. I'm going to start out on tonight by reading to you a prophetic prayer that was recorded in the book of Jeremiah, chapter number 32, and I'm going to begin reading at verse number 17 through 25. And the word of the Lord says, O sovereign Lord, you made the heavens and earth by your strong hand and powerful arm. Nothing is too hard for you. You show unfailing love to thousands, but you also bring the consequences of one generation's sin upon the next. You are the great and powerful God, the Lord of heaven's armies. You have all wisdom and do great and mighty miracles. You see the conduct of all people, and you give them what they deserve. You perform miraculous miracles, signs, and wonders in the land of Egypt. Things still remembered to this day. And you have continued to do great miracles in Israel and all around the world. You have made your name famous to the land. You brought Israel out of Egypt with mighty signs and miracles, with a strong hand and a powerful arm, and with overwhelming terror. You gave the people of Israel this land that you have promised their ancestors long before, a land flowing with milk and honey. Our ancestors came and conquered it and lived in it, but they refused to obey you or follow your words. They have not done anything you commanded. That is why you sent this terrible disaster upon them. See how the siege ramps have been built against the city walls through war, famine, and disease. The city will be handed over to the Babylonians, who will conquer everything in it. Everything has happened just as you said, and yet, O sovereign Lord, you have told me to buy the field, paying good money for it before these witnesses, even though the city will soon be handed over to the Babylonians. Then this message came again to Jeremiah from the Lord. I am the Lord, the God of all the people of the world. Is anything too hard for me? Glory to God. And I want to just talk a little bit about to you on this evening about Jeremiah and what Jeremiah had experienced as he began to move forward in God. He began to question, God, are you with me? After he had went and purchased his land, it seemed like everything was falling apart. It seemed like everything was going wrong. Sometimes in life, you begin to move out to do the things that the Lord has instructed you to do, and it seems like all hell began to break loose. But I come by way of Blog Talk Radio on tonight to encourage you to know that you are important to God, and God knows what your situation is. I push you forward today, even in the realm of the Spirit, to a greater place in God, flowing in His love, and equipped in His Word. On tonight, I'm going to explain to you, by the unction of the Holy Spirit, define for you what moment is. Moment is simply a pause in time. Second, the Holy Spirit said, define empower to equip you to live victoriously, knowing that you are more than a conqueror. How? Through Christ Jesus, who strengthens you, according to Romans chapter 8. Verse number 37. Sometimes you have to begin to decree a thing over your own life. Be your own prophet and begin to speak encouragement to yourself. I come to you by way of Blog Talk Radio on this evening to encourage you. that whatever you're facing, whatever you're dealing with as a result of walking in a place of obedience to God, he is going to see you through. In spite of the obstacles that you're faced with, in spite of the challenges that you're dealing with at this very moment, God said that my arm is not shortened towards you. Begin to speak life into that dead situation. It looked like things are falling apart, but God is saying, in actuality, I'm just bringing everything together concerning you. Oh, God. He said, I am setting you up to walk in a whole new dimension in my glory. Hallelujah. God is taking a pause in time right here at this very moment to let you know that you are important to him. And whatever situation is presenting itself that looks like it is coming against the will of God concerning your life, God said you have victory over it. Whether it is sickness, God said you have victory. Whether you lost your job, God said you have victory. Whether you are afraid to progress and move forward in God, he said you got victory. If you've got problem issues, marital issues, God said you have victory. If you have issues of the mind, God said decree victory over them. If there's issues of the heart, God said to decree victory over it. And as you begin to decree victory in the midst of your situation, God said, I'm going to come through for you. Just like he had to remind Jeremiah, he said, is anything too hard for me? God is asking you that question on this evening. Is anything too hard for God? Is the situation that you're dealing with too hard for God? If God told you to step out and to do a thing, I come to push you forward and to stand in agreement with you that the vision shall come to pass. Here in that particular passage of scripture, if you were walking in a place of disobedience unto God, you have a reason to be concerned. But when you are walking in a place of simultaneously walking with the divine, perfect will of God, then you can be assured that God is going to come through for you. He said in his word that there is nothing that is too hard for me. Even if the Jebusites or the Gibeonites, whoever come against you, Sanballats and Tobiases that come against you to try to stop you from building, that try to stop you from progressing, that try to stop you from moving forward, God said it is broken today in Jesus' name, and every attack that the enemy has set up to demise you, even if it is doubt that has come in, God said decree victory over it on today. God wants you to know that he specializes in impossible situations. Whatever you're facing, man may say that it is impossible to do what God has called you to do. Man may be saying that you're crazy. Can you see that everything is against you? But God says, that's when I specialize. If you're struggling with putting God first and trusting God, just begin to decree, God, I trust you by faith. Invite God to come into the midst of the situation. And he said, watch me work. Whatever you are worried about, whatever the enemy is frustrating you with, if you've got some things you're believing God to do, I hear the Holy Ghost saying even right now to trust me on a new level. Your situation wasn't demise to destroy you, but it was only demise to make you stronger and to push you in your place of destiny. You are important to God, and he cares about you. In 1 Peter chapter number 5, verse number 7, the word of the Lord says to cast your burdens on the Lord because he cares for you. Why are you worried about the thing that tries to come against you? Why are you worried about the people that try to come against you? God said, give it to me. Cast your cares on me. Cast your burdens on me. Those things that you care about, God says, I care about them too because I care for you. In the book of Psalms, chapter number 55, verse 22, the word of the Lord says, give your burdens to me, which is the Lord, and he says, and I will sustain you. When you, it's something about releasing your burdens to God. At that very moment, an exchange. A kingdom exchange takes place when you give the burden to God. When you give the burden to God, he releases the peace of God over your life. When you give the burden to God, he releases the joy of the Lord upon your life, which is your strength. In this season, I hear God saying, I am releasing a whole new measure of joy that is going to help you to be able to stand against the wiles of the wicked one. Oh, God. He says, I'm giving you strength even at this very moment to be able to get through that place that looked like there is no hope. He said, I'm giving you strength at this very moment, and it's going to be equipped with the joy of the Lord. He said, you don't have to walk around with your head bowed down as if you have no hope, because God is your source. Hallelujah. God is going to be the one who is going to give you victory in the end. I'm going to give you some steps on today to help you to be sustained by God. First of all, release the care to God through prayer. When you release it to God, then at that point you take your hands off of it, you step back, and you wait for God to move. Second of all, as you are taking your hands off of the situation, you also are taking your mouth off of the situation. Stop talking about it to everybody. Now that you've given it to God, allow God to work through the midst of that situation and work it out for your good. Point number three is to wait on the Lord and be of good courage. As you are waiting on God, you can have that added assurance that he is going to come through for you. Point number four is thank God while you're waiting. In the midst of the struggle, thank God. In the midst of the challenges, thank God. In the midst of the opposition that comes against you, thank God and watch him work. Point number five that I'm going to leave you with, walk in victory knowing two things, that one, I am important to God, and two, my situation is not too hard for my big God to handle. Even though your situation may seem like it's overwhelming to you, it is nothing to our big God. Leap away from the line on today knowing that God cares about the things that you care about. I stopped by on today by way of blog radio to help you know that God is a deliverer. He is going to see you through this situation. God is doing a great thing in the earth realm even now for the body of believers, where it's going to cause you to have to walk in a whole new dimension of faith in God. Faith will help you to be able to push past what man see and what man say. It calls you to trust God. Hebrews 11:1 says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Even though you may not see it yet, believe it by faith, knowing that he cares for you. Glory to God. It's my prayer that you have been empowered on today. It's my prayer that you have been encouraged on today. This is your host and facilitator, Apostle Myrtle Johnson. Join us every Tuesday evening by way of Blog Talk Radio here from 6:30 p.m. until 6:45 p.m. every Tuesday. Do be blessed and have a wonderful evening in the Lord. Glory to God.